trying to get home, huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you,
Yes,
Lord.
sir. My God, my God.
Amen.
Trying to get home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The light that's leading them.
Yes, sir. Thank
Hey,
you, God.
to Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, the truth and the light.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Light shine, shine, shine.
Yes, my
Hallelujah.
Lord.
To God.
Please. Thank you, God.
For that on-time selection. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else have a song on their hearts this morning?
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Cliff this morning.
He's not here yet.
Oh, okay. Well, Pastor, are you ready?
I will be.
Amen.
I ain't gonna wait on us.
Amen.
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 This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
amen.
Thank you, God.
Glory be
Thank
to
God.
God.
He could have left us yesterday, but he falls on over until today.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm
Glory
glad
be to
about it. I
God.
don't know about you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
you, God.
Thank you,
Not
Lord.
here because we're being holy. Hallelujah. Have done everything he said do. Well, he out of his grace and his mercy.
Yes,
Amen.
yes.
We're always in his grace and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
Hallelujah.
grace is what we don't deserve. He gives it to us anyway because he
Yes, he
loves.
is. Yes, my
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that I have a God that loves us.
Amen.
And rules and super rules of love.
Yes, thank you, God.
And do no wrong.
Jesus.
Amen.
Everything is his.
Yes, it is right, my
Everybody is
Lord.
his. Everything is the Lord's.
Yes, it
Amen.
is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This and
Jesus.
this
Thank you, God.
vast world.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad about it.
I am peace,
Glad
my
about it.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to
My Lord.
the guests
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
me presiding and for Elvis Bush that's on with us.
My Lord.
Praise
Give
God
God.
to all of God's children
Yes. To God be the
in
glory.
Zoom land.
Yes, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise God for each and every one of them.
My Lord.
You.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's been good.
Yes, he has.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Dealt with us as according to our deeds
Yes.
who've been long gone years ago.
Yes.
I won't say last week, I say years ago.
Yes.
We've been long gone years ago.
Yes, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
I'm so grateful to God that he allowed us to come together
Amen.
in this midst one more time.
Amen.
Amen.
What time is it? Good
The
news
news
time.
time.
Good news time. Everybody needs the good news.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Everybody needs some good news.
Yes, sir.
Counter
My
the
Lord,
bad
my
news
God.
world. Always something going on to the contrary. But God is still good. Nothing taking place that he hasn't allowed to happen.
Amen.
The devil make these things messing you up, or he's going to making you better and fit for the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for that.
Yes.
Everything he does to harm us, God turns it around.
Amen.
In it for our good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So he told us in his word, all things are working together.
Yes. Amen. Hello.
For the good of them that love him.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody that's called according to his purpose.
Amen.
So if you've been called according to his purpose, whatever happens in your life is happening for our good.
Yes, sir.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
And we keep saying this over and over again. Would that do you? Would that turn and look at things in a different way?
Amen.
Start looking at the bad part of it and find the good that's in it.
Amen.
Because it's working for your good, so some good must be in it somewhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you find that good, you find out that it overshadows.
My Lord.
Tell it, Pastor. Teach it.
That's going on.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So we praise God from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
From the book of St. John,
chapter
3.
Chapter 3, St. John.
You there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Praise God. St. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles what thou does, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born again, born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except ye be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Praise God. We want to talk to you and remind you to remind others. You must be born again.
Amen. Must be.
Must be born again. When entering this world, the world is corrupt. We enter into corruption, and we come from corruption. Scriptures have said that one that's born of sin is of sin. And we all inherit that misdeed by what happened in the beginning of time. When Adam and Eve were the sole people that occupied the garden. And God has given them choice.
Man.
Just like he gives us choice today.
Yes, glory be to God.
He could have made them and called them to be all that he wants us to be. But he doesn't want to force his love on you. He doesn't want to force his concern and his salvation for you. He wants you to choose that, so that that will show that you love him more than you love the world. You choose and to serve him and to obey him and to love him and to do the things that according to his will for us to do. That is much better than him knowing that you got to do it. You don't have no other choice. So God gives us choice and asks us to choose whom you should serve. And that choice has been here since the beginning. It hasn't changed. It will never change.
My Lord.
Because the word of God has said so. Yeah, I'm the same today as I was yesterday. And I'll be the same thing tomorrow and even forevermore. It is unchanging. And you always know how to please him. All you got to do is do what he asks you to do. And sin not. Well, God, in the beginning, God made man. And then he made woman. And put them in a garden and told them to occupy. Take care of this garden. And name the things that come before you. Man is given rule over the earth.
Amen.
And it's been ruling in God's stead. Okay, and keeping what God has given them to do as the proprietor of the earth. We want you to know that we are God's ambassadors.
Amen.
Okay. We come to do, we're here to do the will of him and not the will of ourselves. Okay? Just like an ambassador to different countries from this commission. They're there to voice the concerns of the nation that they are the ambassador for and not their concerns. And so God had planted everything in the garden, placed Adam and Eve in there, and they lived there for a while without problems.
Amen.
But Eve happened to be in the garden near the tree of life.
My Lord.
Tree of good or not, good and evil. There, the devil came to her. When you are sitting by yourself, that is the physical part of you, sitting inside without nobody else coming to you other than God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, the devil eases his way into your thoughts, into your mind, into your attitude, and he'll start feeding you these negative vibes, those things that are not of God.
Amen.
He will tell you they are, but they're really not.
Yes,
he'll give you just enough of the truth for you to believe.
Amen.
But somewhere down there, there's a word or two that changes it from what God said it would be to what the enemy trying to perpetrate to you to be. So you got to watch yourself and make sure that you are not following the devil's will.
Amen.
But following God's will. Sometimes we ask the question, how do you know when the Lord is speaking to you, when the devil is speaking? Well, you know by what they're talking about.
Tell it,
but I'm gonna tell you the truth. Okay. The devil tells you a lie every time.
Yes, it will.
God will only tell you things that are good. But the devil will tell you things that are bad, because God will say, love your enemy. But the devil will say, hate them. And get them back.
Amen.
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
Tell it.
So you will know when the devil's speaking, because he's not going to tell you to do nothing good.
No, he's not.
And he'll make it sound like you're supposed to do this. And he'll put you there and put you on a pedestal.
Yes, it will.
But it's not supposed to be you that's on the pedestal. It's supposed to be God that's on the pedestal. Everybody has to look to God and live. So that's what we need to know and to realize, that God is our hope, our joy, our peace, our deliverance, our victory. He is everything to us.
Amen.
So we will just keep on living right.
That's true.
Now, the reason that we had to be born again is because we are born in sin. Someone would say that I haven't sinned, but the scripture says, if you say you haven't sinned, you lie and make God a lie. Because all of us have sinned.
Yes.
And all have come short of the glory of God.
Yes, we have.
And because we're in sinful flesh, we wind up sinning, doing something that's wrong every day. Therefore, we need to pray every day. Asking for God to forgive us of our sins.
That's true.
But that won't happen until you forgive the person that you don't think all that much about. That if you, the scripture says that if you will forgive others, then God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, then God won't forgive you.
No, he won't.
Okay. And so therefore, it becomes easier to forgive somebody if you love them. You do the things that's trying to please them in your sight, but also in the sight of God.
That's true.
So, Adam and Eve was in the garden. And God had set in the garden in the midst of it. The tree of life and the tree of good and evil.
Amen.
And he told them that you can eat of everything in the garden. Except the tree of good and evil. One, that tree of knowledge. And that day that you do eat it, he said that you would surely die. Well, the devil took that and twisted it. Didn't God say you couldn't eat from every tree in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, we're not supposed to eat of the tree of good and evil. And the day that we do eat it, we're going to die.
Surely die. My
notice
Lord.
Here that God didn't say you're going to die right now.
Mm-hmm.
He just said the day you eat it, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because before they were there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they had no problem because they hadn't sinned. And
yes,
they were going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if they ate of the good of the tree of good and evil, then they will die.
Amen.
At some time in the near future. And he told Eve that God lied in some of the words. That he know that the day you eat, you become like he is.
That's so.
Like God.
Mm-hmm.
You would know right from wrong.
That's true.
You know good and evil.
Mm.
Okay. And he made it look tempting to Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So she took of the tree fruit and began to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, being there with her, asked her, what has she done? Said the serpent told her, and I've eaten. And so she shared it with him, and he ate too.
All yes, right. Sir.
Now sin entered into the land, and it came in by Adam and Eve. And God didn't bring sin on us.
Mm-hmm.
We brought sin on ourselves.
That's so. That's so.
God didn't do no wrong.
Mm-mm.
He can do no wrong. All right. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus, thousands of years later.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to Jesus. And it came by night.
Mm-hmm.
See, it came by night because he was a ruler of the Jews. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to be seen.
Uh-huh. My Lord.
Okay, but I want you to know that you can't sneak to God.
You sure can't.
You got to come boldly before the throne.
That's right. Can't hide.
You got to stand up for him. You got to let the world know that I am of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That I've been born again.
Yes,
you gotta
sir.
Let the world know that he will do the same for them.
Yes, he will.
He will do it not one time,
mm-hmm.
but every time.
Every time.
God will do it for you.
Amen.
All right. And so, Jesus, because they didn't want to know what can he do. And to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yes, right, my Lord.
Except a man be born again. In other words, you got to change who you are and change to who God wants you to be.
My Lord.
Okay. Right now, they are sinners. We are sinners.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change so we can be a child of God.
That's right.
And the only way that happened, we got to be reborn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first birth was a physical birth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second birth that Jesus is talking about is a spiritual birth.
Yes, my Lord.
So you got two people. You got a natural man.
Uh-huh.
And you got a spiritual man. Mm-hmm. That's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to teach others that the spiritual man is there giving you directions, instructions, and he is the one that lives on forever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the physical man is here to house that spiritual man on earth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this physical man will die at one time.
Yes, they will.
Okay. But the spiritual man will live on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. After he's been born again, he can have eternal life.
Yeah.
And look at him and don't know how can it be?
Yes.
I'm an old man.
Uh-huh.
How can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Is that possible?
No way.
Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, is that the man be born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
All right, man. That's right.
He must be
born again.
Born again. That which is spirit, born of the flesh, is the flesh.
Uh-huh.
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
That's true.
Okay. Marvel not that I said to you that you must be born again.
Uh-huh.
The wind bloweth where it's listed, and thou hearest the sound of the wind, but cannot tell which the wind is coming.
Mm-mm.
And where it goeth.
Mm-hmm.
So it is everyone that is born of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
People not able to see the spirit in you, but they can see the spirit working through you.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay. And so, but he won't be working through you if you don't allow him to do that.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Spirit tells you the right thing to do. But the flesh tells you the wrong thing.
Wrong thing, that's true.
Because the flesh is always putting forth itself. And not the word of God and not God or Jesus.
That's right.
Not love.
Mm-mm.
Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" See, we're all asking questions. But we're not to question God.
That's right.
We're just to do what he say do.
That's so good. So great.
And our problem is we things that we don't want to do. We really set our mind to it and think about it. Things that we don't want to do, we question it.
Yes.
Things that we want to do, we don't. We go ahead without questioning. But when we don't want to do it, we try to look for a way out of it.
That's right.
And we're trying to say, "I don't know what we mean about this." It says what it means, and it means what it says. Better, better, I say unto thee, we speak that we know.
Yes.
We testify that what we have seen.
Amen.
And he received not our witness.
Amen.
God.
Okay. You don't want to hear people tell you love your enemy.
No, sure don't.
You don't want to hear anybody tell you go to the store and buy something for your enemy. Or give them a gift or whatever.
That's right.
You want to hear that?
Sure don't.
Okay. But it says, we testify, know that we talk what we know, and we testify what we've seen. Okay, and we're guilty of not following that. Most of the time, we don't talk what we know. We talk about what we heard.
That's true.
And we testify that about what we have seen. Okay, so if I know it, I talk about it. And if I see it, I can talk about it. But you receive not the witness of God.
No way, my Lord.
Because you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that witness had to come through you. Okay. If you have not, if I have told you earthly things,
that's right.
And you believe not, how shall you believe?
Yes.
If I tell you of heavenly things,
that's true.
Tell you about things that you can see and touch and hear, feel, but and don't believe it. Now you're gonna believe something that you don't see and know. And no man has ascended into up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven.
That's right.
Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Nobody's been to heaven but Jesus.
That's right.
And he first came down from heaven. And he went back to heaven. Okay. So he's the only one that can tell you about heavenly things. Okay. No other God but him.
That's right. Nobody. No other God.
All right. And he told you got to be born again. All right. Now, Romans 10, 9 and 10 tell us, and if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart,
yes, sir,
that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Be saved, that's true.
If you confess, that's our problem. We don't get past if. If I had done this, or if I hadn't done this, if I hadn't gone there, if I had stayed home, if,
that's right.
Not go saying that if and throw the if away. Go ahead and do what the words that do. If thou will confess with your mouth, that is, tell somebody that you believe that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, sir.
Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You got to admit that he's Lord.
Yeah.
And not just some other Jew that came through town.
That's right.
But he was Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Yes.
He was the Son of God. Wrapped up in a sinful body.
Yes.
To save a sinner like us. Jesus said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart, God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to know that. God has raised, he died on the cross. Yes, they buried him in a borrowed tomb. We also got to believe that he got up.
That's true.
He didn't stay there. He got up on the third day.
Yes.
He got up from the grave. If you can believe that, you in position of being saved.
That's true.
But if you don't believe that, you can't be saved.
Amen.
Because the only way to get saved is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if Jesus is dead, how can he save you?
My Lord.
So he got up on the third day.
Yes, he did.
But with the heart, man, believe it to righteousness. And with
Sure did.
loud confession is made unto salvation.
My Lord.
So, you believe in your heart.
That's true.
Right? That God has done all these things for Jesus. Right? And that he died and rose again and ascended to heaven. If you believe that, you can be saved. But with the heart, man believe into righteousness.
My Lord.
Right? So it's a change of attitude. And believe that the word said, I'm saved by believing in Jesus.
Right.
I ain't got to do no work.
Mm-mm.
I ain't got to do no deeds.
Mm-mm.
I don't have to do no rose penance.
That's true.
All I got to do is believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That he is Lord.
He is
believe
Lord.
In Jesus that he rose, was dead, but he got up on the third day. And ascended to heaven. Believe in Jesus and you shall be saved.
Amen.
For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And that's why we say you can't slip to him. You got to come to him boldly. But there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks. For the Lord, same Lord of all, is rich into the all that call upon him. He does everybody the same.
Amen.
That's because you one race and somebody else is another. There's been nothing to him because all he sees is people. Neither Jew nor Greek. Gentile, down, whatever.
Yes.
Red, blue, or green.
Amen.
You are just people.
Yes.
For the same Lord is rich of all that call on him. He will do all the same. He has no respect to person. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
So if you call on the Lord and ask him to forgive you and for your sin, he will do that for you and give you that new birth. And then shall we call on him whom we have not believed? And how shall we believe in him whom we have not heard? And how shall I hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except that they sin?
Yes.
As it is written, how beautiful is the feet of them that can preach the gospel of peace. So you got to believe in order to hear. You got to believe that Jesus is Lord. And you want to make him Lord of your life. So he becomes your Lord. He becomes the one that you obey. He becomes the one that you will trust. He becomes the one that will take your sins away. But the scripture says, if thou will confess thy sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You got to confess it so that you can be born again. And when you get born again, then you'll be right and fit for the kingdom. But until you're born again, you can't go to heaven. And we are told to, in the book, St. Matthew, go ye therefore to all the world and be baptized, teaching them to observe all things that I've taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. We got to go and we got to tell it. We got to tell it. Oh, my sister Ida used to sing the song, go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is here. And he came to save you, you and me. And he had no respect to person. He will deliver. Will bring you out. He will save you. He will give you that new birth. The spiritual birth. Not the physical birth. If you want, you don't have another one of them. But you have that one of everlasting life. Must be, got to be born again.
Amen.
And don't forget to tell it to the people. Okay. I don't know that Jesus still loved you. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus still loved you. Okay. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
He loved you so much that he gave up his life.
Yes.
That you and I could live.
Amen.
Jesus loved us so much that he left his a kingdom in heaven. Come down to a sinful world. When he got here, he didn't have nowhere to lay his head. But it came on anyhow.
Yes.
And made a way for you and me.
Amen.
To have eternal life.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good sermon.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it.
You got
it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. I enjoy the message, Pastor.
Thank you.
Praise God.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
All the glory belong to him.
Amen.
and we just bless his name.
May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest with us, abide with us, rule over us, and keep us till we meet again. In place of peace and good health. Amen.
Amen. Amen.